Today is a big day for rock music and for rock fans. It doesn't get much better than hearing the words new music next to the name Foo Fighters. And joining me today to talk about their new single off their new album is Foo Fighters drummer Taylor Hawkins. Taylor, welcome.
Hi, how are you?
Thanks so much for taking the time to talk about your new music. The new single, Shame Shame, out today from the much-anticipated 10th studio album, Medicine at Midnight. What a year it's been, and we want to hear all about the new music. What can fans expect?
It's definitely a departure for us. It's more sort of groovy than it's less. Yeah, I think wanted to come up with a little bit more of a leaner, cleaner, groovier vibe on this record. Led by Dave, by his demos that he had started a couple months before he made the record. He started doing demos. And I remember him coming over to the house, my house, to work on some of my crap on my record. Dave a lot of times can see the whole record before it's even recorded.
Just the whole concept.
Yeah. He can kind of see the whole thing before it's done. So I was like, well, yeah, awesome. I can't wait. Let's get in there and you know, hear these great demos that were, you know, pretty well done.
How do you, what kind of relationship do you have if you think that it's not a good idea? Are you able to say, no, man, that is terrible. We're not doing that.
That's a tricky question right there, isn't it? You know, you can't really argue with his track record at this point.
Yeah, absolutely.
You really can't. His vision has always been what's led this band.
Your stop in Canada was actually my hometown in Hamilton, so we were so bummed out not to have the live Foo Fighter experience. And I wonder, as a band who you've said lives and breathes live on stage, how has this been not being able to connect with your fans?
Well, I mean, it's just that we just can't connect. I mean, we just have to, on a certain level, wait. I mean, you know, we are putting out the record now.
Yeah.
And we don't know, obviously, when we're going to be able to, you know, bring it to the people, so to speak.
Yeah.
You know, we don't know. So that's odd for us. But, you know, but as far as, you know, like most bands, sort of, obviously not really able to do what we do, you know?
Yeah, exactly. I'm talking to Taylor Hawkins of Foo Fighters today. Their new single, Shame Shame, drops from their 10th studio album, Medicine at Midnight. I heard that the video for Shame Shame was a dream that Dave had.
Yeah, apparently, yeah. I mean, he had this a dream when he was a kid, and it's him sort of digging his own grave.
Oh, God.
And all... We've all felt like that at times. And I was lucky because I didn't have to be in it. Dave always has fun with them, and because he generally is pretty hands-on. And we've all been hands-on at one point. And like, learn to fly was, you know, that was me and Dave literally sitting around coming up with goofball ideas.
Yeah.
But it took a long time to shoot.
You guys are now newly eligible for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame's class of 2021. How is that a thing? When I think of you, you don't even look 25.
I know. I mean, someone asked me about that the other day, and I was just like, well, so are you excited about that? I'm like, I don't want to think about that.
I know.
To be honest, I mean, it's scary.
Yeah, you hit these career milestones, but at the same time, you're thinking, oh my God, like, how is that even possible? I don't feel that old.
No, I know. I mean, the only time I feel that old is like my lower back goes out, you know? those age things that kind of are signposts of your age. But no, I still feel the same.
Yeah.
As you do when you're 25, you know?
You're a big mountain biker. Are you able to get outside and still be able to find your peace that way?
Yeah. That's pretty much what I've spent most of my time doing throughout this whole thing, is just spending a lot of time outside. And I'm lucky, you know, I'm so blessed. You know, I've worked hard for the last 25 years and been on the road and done well. And, you know, so I'm able to sort of, I don't know, ride the storm out.
when you were doing the documentary for Sonic Highways, is you guys getting out of the car and you've got the coolers and the kids and everything. It's like, there's the Hawkins family. And I laughed so hard because rock stars are just like everybody. And we're all piling out of our cars with all our stuff and all our gears and all our coolers. I just love that scene.
Of course. Yeah, we're all just, rock star. It's just, it's an illusion, essentially. And, at the end of the day, once you have children and, this is work.
And they don't see you as a rock star, right?
Hell no. Not even close.
I'll tell my kids stuff that I do at work and they don't care. So I wonder, at what age do your kids care that you're a rock star, if ever?
I think that they kind of get annoyed by it more than anything,
Wow.
because of what I do, we get to, I get to do lots of great things. I've taken the kids all over the world. I never went anywhere when I was a kid. I never left the country. I moved up to Mexico, to California, When I'm sitting down having lunch with them somewhere and someone says, hey, can I take a photo? And I'm like, yeah. And then I think they kind of a little bit like, that's my dad, leave him alone.
Yeah, absolutely.
Sort of protective in a sense,
Yep, that's got to be very strange for them.
I mean, we just really try to keep life as normal as possible because our life is normal. I'm a regular person when I'm not on stage in front of 50,000 people, I really am just really a regular person who enjoys just the simple things, and I really like mountain biking.
Yeah.
And like having dinner at dinner time. We eat together as a family every night, unless me and the wife go out for a date night,
Yeah. Yeah.
And we're just very normal family, other than the fact that every once in a while I get up on stage in front of, a bunch of people.
That's crazy.
Other than that, I'm completely have a normal life,
So excited to have the new music. The single drops today, Shame Shame, from the 10th album, Medicine at Midnight. Taylor, thank you so much for stopping by and giving the world this new music. We need it more than ever right now.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, we definitely, all the powers that be say right now is not the time to put out a record. But we feel like even if we put out the record just to give our fans something to enjoy and take their mind off all the craziness right now.
We do need it, and we love it, and we appreciate it. And I hope the next time we're talking about tours and live music, because that's how we all need to see the Foo Fighters.
Me too.
We're so glad we got a chance to talk to you. You take care and stay safe, and hopefully we'll talk to you soon.
Definitely.
Thanks, Taylor.
Bye. Thank you.